When you have things structured in your life and in your business, it is much easier to follow a disciplined process. So any of you who finds yourself not being as disciplined as you would like to be in any aspect of your life, the thing that you're missing is not more motivation to be disciplined. What you're missing is structure.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has or relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of wait for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is how to remain calm when things are crazy around you. Before we get into this, let me remind everyone of two things. First of all, my daily motivation and Monday motivation text messages guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your day or your week. All you got to do to get those messages to text me to join my text community, it is free to join. My number is 305-384-6894. Once you text me, you'll immediately get a response from our bot verifying you, and we'll tell you what your options are for how often you want to hear from us. If you don't get that immediate response, it's because we're still working out some tech issues with that, which will be fixed in a short order. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is the place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to work with me directly, or any of you ever wondering, Dre, you do this show, I know you write some books, what else do you do? Work on Your Game University is where our focus is right now. So if anybody was wondering, that's where the magic is happening. So go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can see a layout of what we're doing in our program, what our framework is about. You can see plenty of testimonials and case studies of people who we have and are actively working with. And you can schedule time to get on a call with us free of charge, where we call it a game session. We can talk about where you're at, where you want to go, what you feel like might be in your way. And if we believe we can help you, we'll tell you what the program looks like, how it works, and how to get started all right there on that call. Again, free of charge. That is all at workonyourgameuniversity.com. With that out of the way, let's get into the topic here today, which is how to remain calm when things are going crazy around you. Now, it is destined to happen in all of our lives at one point or another that things are, a whole lot is going on. There's just a whole lot of, you could even call it chaos if you like, going on in our lives. And we need to know how to deal with it and how to stay calm and also why to stay calm. And today I'm going to sell you on that concept of not only what to do, but also why to do it and how it's going to help you when things get crazy in life. And when things are going crazy in your life, usually it's because there's some type of change happening, whether it's change with you personally, change in your environment, change with other people around you. But change can be a good thing if it's managed properly. And that change is inevitable anyway. Now, there's always change going on. Right now, you are 2.5 minutes older than you were when you first started listening to this episode. So there's always change happening. All right? You are always moving in a direction. You're either getting better or you're getting worse, growing or dying, but there is no neutral. So change is a constant. So let's talk about what to do when the change happening around you seems to be happening maybe a little bit faster or in ways that are a little bit less predictable than you expected or wanted them to be. Point number one, topic once again, is how to remain calm when things are going crazy around you. Number one, prioritize and organize. The first thing you do when things start to seem out of whack is prioritize and organize, which means what? You see, things tend to get crazy and chaotic in our lives when we fail to do these two things. See, if you're consistently prioritizing and organizing based on what you see in front of you, then usually things don't get too crazy or too chaotic, even if they may be moving a little bit faster than normal. You don't feel overwhelmed. You don't feel like things are crazy or chaotic when you're continually prioritizing, which simply means figuring out what is the most important thing I need to address right now, and organizing, which means taking everything that's in front of you and putting it in its proper place so it doesn't feel like it's all falling on your shoulders all at the exact same time and all needing attention at once, which is impossible because you can't pay attention to more than one thing at a time. It's humanly impossible. So to prioritize, again, decide what is the most important thing right now and give your attention to that thing. That's all prioritizing means. So prioritize is a relatively big word, but it has a very simple concept. And when you break things down that seem complex, they are very easy to understand and simple to address when you understand exactly what they mean and you break them down to their simplest term. And if you are new to the show, let me remind you all, my superpower in life is doing exactly that. Taking something that may appear complex to some, breaking it down and making it simple and easily digestible for everyone. That is what I do best. So you come into Work on Your Game University, understand you're not coming here to get information. You can get information on Google. You can get information at the library. All right, you're coming to Work on Your Game University. Yes, you will be informed. But what Work on Your Game University really is about is breaking the complex down to the simple, building a roadmap in reverse for your outcome, making sure you have a fertile ground of mindset upon which to build your success, and making sure that everything and everyone's being held accountable in the process. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to break the complex down to the simple, and we're going to rebuild it in a way that you get the outcomes that you want in a perfectly organized and strategized for fashion. So if anyone was wondering what happens in Work on Your Game University, that's a snapshot of how things go. It is not information that you're signing up for, because again, on the device that you're listening to this on right now, just go to google.com, google.com. You get all the information that you want. You're not coming to me for information. You will get some, but that's not the real reason that you're coming here. You're coming here so that we can organize and strategize so that you can actually get the outcomes that you want in a predictable way and with some urgency that fuels your ambition. Let's put it that way. So continuing on our point here, we're still on point number one. We're talking about prioritizing and organizing. And once you get clear on the first thing, the most important thing you need to do, also known as your priority, now you move on to the next thing in line, and so forth and so on. Organizing, the other term I use here, means putting everything in its place and understanding that everything has a place. See, the only way you can organize things is when you understand everything actually has a place so that you can put everything in its place. When we are not sure what the most important thing is that we need to do, we tend to feel overwhelmed because it seems like everything and everyone needs us at the same time. Has any of you ever felt that feeling before? I need to do all these things at the same time, and I don't know which one to do first. This is a feeling of overwhelm, and overwhelm is just a feeling. It's not something that literally happens to you. It's just a feeling. And that feeling is a real thing when you have not properly prioritized the tasks in front of you. Because it's like seven things need your attention at once. And a human limitation is that we can only pay attention to one thing at a time. So if seven things need your attention, but you can only pay attention to one, you feel overwhelmed. Like, damn, I can't do this. And then you throw your hands up and you have no attention bankruptcy because you're trying to do more than one thing at once and you can't. It is humanly impossible. I talked about this in episode 1366. Title is How to Combat Overwhelm. One of the things you do to combat overwhelm, I'll give you a hint, prioritize. It's hard to feel calm in life when nothing is in its place and everything is all over the place. Any of you listening here who tend to have a relatively organized and clean house, you tend to keep your house pretty organized and clean and neat and tidy. And if you have kids, the toys are all put away at the end of the day. And even if you don't have kids, you don't have stuff all over the place and your kitchen's clean and you don't have junk all over your counters. If that's the way that you normally live, if you happen to look at your house, take a snapshot, and things are all over the place and junk is everywhere and the house hasn't been cleaned and you haven't been able to do laundry and you got all this stuff going on, you may feel a little bit out of whack. You may feel a little bit out of sorts. Why? Because you are used to things being organized and now they're not organized. And some of you don't live like that. You live with things completely unorganized all the time. So disorganization is just your normal mode of operation. And it is impossible for you to always remain calm or to get calm at all in your life because there's no organization. You can't be calm with no organization, folks. So any of you who feels like you're always in this state of perpetual stress or anxiety or fear or worry, and you don't even know why, one of the reasons is because you're unorganized. You have no organization as to what's going on in your life. And when you have more than one thing that needs to be done, you have no strategy for prioritizing. You are the type of person who needs to be in Work on Your Game University and working with someone like me so we can make sense of everything that you have going on so that you can actually start using your skills instead of seeing them rust away and waste away because of a poor structural system that is not allowing you to use your abilities to the best of their possible use. So prioritizing and organizing is a really important thing here, folks. So you want to keep your life organized, that's mentally and tangibly, physically, so you can make sense of things, understand where you're at, understand where you're going, understand where everything needs to be so you don't find yourself lost, mentally lost, spiritually lost, emotionally lost, or lost in any other way, which again happens when there's no organization. And organization simply means putting a structure in place. And you've heard me say, if you are not new around here, you've heard, and if you are new, you'll hear me say it for the first time right now, structure creates discipline. Discipline creates confidence. From confidence, we get performance. From performance, we get results. From results, we get rewards. Rewind that if you need to hear it again. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. The reason most people don't reach their goals in life is not because they never ask themselves what they want. Most of you do that. It's not because they're not willing to do the work. Most of you do a whole lot of that. It's because they never ask themselves the third key question, which is, who do I need to be? I wrote a book called The Mirror of Motivation that is all about asking and answering that question of and for yourself. That's why it's called The Mirror of Motivation. In that book, you're going to learn who you need to be as a person so that you can go get into that right energy, then do what you need to do, and then you'll be able to reach your goals and have what you want to have. And that sounds like the missing link in your process. And let me give you a hint. It is the missing link in your process. I'll give you a free copy of The Mirror of Motivation. All you have to do is cover the shipping and just go to mirrorofmotivation.com. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. I will give you a free copy of that book so you can ask yourself the key question that you have never asked yourself, that most people never ask themselves, that will make all the difference in your success. Mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is how to remain calm when things are going crazy around you. Number two, one step at a time. Once you have things prioritized and organized, it is easy to simply take one step at a time now. You have your list in order of importance, so there's no confusion as to what goes first. If you have things prioritized, now you know, all right, this goes first. There's no confusion there. There's no argument as to who goes before who. Everything is in its right place, so there's no confusion as to where everything is. So you're not like running around trying to find something because you know exactly where it's supposed to be. And it happens to be where it's supposed to be. That is a reflection of strong organization. So there's no confusion as to that. You know where you can find things and you know where they go when you either need them or when you're done with them. It's like, yeah, kids, all right. When you put your toys away, they go over here. When you put the clothes away, they go over here. When you put your shoes away, they go over there. There's a place for everything and everything has its place. So it's much easier to do things in an organized way when you set yourself up with actual organization. All right, magic formula here, folks. Any of you who feels like you are not organized enough in your life is because you have not put a structure in place that lends itself to organization. Something as simple as you have kids and their toys all over the place. Where do the toys go when the kids are done playing with the toys? If the kids don't know and you haven't told them because you don't know, then of course the toys are going to be all over the place because there's no place for them. If you don't know where the laundry goes, of course there's nowhere for it to go. You don't know where the food goes, of course there'll be nowhere for it to go. And it'll be all over the place and you will have chaos in your life. Remember that the law of entropy states that every entity is always moving into a higher state of disorder and chaos when left to its own devices. And unless you put a structure in place that is intentionally designed to maintain and contain chaos and disorder, then you will get more chaos and disorder. It is a natural thing for anything that is human made or God made, let's say, to go into a higher state of disorder unless tended to by a human who is being conscious and intentional about staving off the entropy. Everybody catch what I just said there. I did a whole episode on the law of entropy, by the way. That is episode number 2806. So if you haven't heard me talk about the law of entropy, listen to that episode. That is a scientific law. It's not a theory that I made up. I wish I had made it up because I would have trademarked it, but I didn't make it up. It's a scientific law. Go listen to that episode so you understand how entropy works and you understand why when you are not consciously and intentionally tending to any aspect of your life, it always gets worse. Think about it. Your fitness, your finances, your relationships, your business, your whatever, anything that you just leave alone and you don't pay any attention to it, By the time you come back, it's probably in a worse position than it was before. That's what happens when something is not being tended to. Now, the good news is the world we live in today, we have automation, we have no technology, we got artificial intelligence, which can tend to things in place of a human's conscious attention that can allow you to kind of put things on, as we say, autopilot. The point is, you had to be intentional about putting that thing on autopilot so it could actually work. But let me not digress too much here. This is why I tell you that discipline itself is a byproduct of structure. I already explained that at the end of point number one. When you have things structured in your life and in your business, it is much easier to follow a disciplined process. So any of you who finds yourself not being as disciplined as you would like to be in any aspect of your life, the thing that you're missing is not more motivation to be disciplined. What you're missing is structure. When you have a structure, then discipline is easy. This is in why in Work On Your Game University, we have a four-part framework: mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. The discipline happens in the system piece. The system piece of our four-part framework is where we put the structure in place that will produce discipline. Because we don't put the structure in place till we know what the plan is. We start with the way you're thinking, then we create a plan. Once we know the plan, now we can put a structure in place that will produce the outcomes of that plan. And that's where the discipline comes from. Everybody following what I'm saying here? So when there is no structure whatsoever, and many human beings are guilty of living lives with no structure whatsoever. Some of you who are listening to me right now, there are certain aspects of your life in which you are facing challenges and things are not going the way that you would want them to ideally go. I'm telling you the reason. I'm prescribing to you your problem. The problem is you have no structure. That's the reason why things are all out of control. And you have no idea where anything is going or how or when or where or anything because you have no structure. This is a problem of your own making or your own lack of making. The fact that you have done nothing is why you're in this place of disorder because, again, the law of entropy always produces more disorder when nothing is tended to. It's damn near impossible to be disciplined when you have no structure. Should I say that one again? I want to say that one again because I want to make sure everybody caught it. All right, so you can write this one down if you're taking notes. It is damn near impossible to be disciplined when you have no structure. Everybody got it? You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them no matter what it is that you do, and you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book. How to separate yourself, the pro, from the amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Okay, moving on to point number three. Today's topic, once again, is how to remain calm when everything is going crazy around you. Number three, focus. Focus on the task at hand. Focus on the things that you can control. Remember that focus is a force multiplier. The longer and stronger you can remain focused on anything, the more potent the output that you produce. Focus being a force multiplier is something that I talked about in episode number 1193. Focus is a force multiplier. The longer you stay focused on anything, the stronger the focus gets and the better your results. And this is why I would often get people asking me, and I often get this, hear this from student athletes asking me this a lot, because my background is as an athlete. They will say, well, Dre, how do I avoid distraction? How do I eliminate distraction in my life? I'm trying to study, or I'm trying to work on my game, or I'm trying to do this, or I'm trying to do that. Now, entrepreneurs have this problem too. They just don't use the same language. But finding yourself getting distracted. All of us get distracted by these little devices that we have within arm's reach 24 hours a day, right? Our phones. And distracted by looking at social media, checking text messages, notifications, emails, etc. Instead of doing the work that we should actually be doing, which don't involve checking social media, right? Those are distractions. And when you're trying to get rid of distractions, the first thing you need to do is stop thinking about distractions and instead flip it around and find your focus. See, the goal is not to eliminate distraction. The goal is to find focus because technically you can eliminate distraction by simply not paying attention to the things that are distracting you because anything could be a distraction. And anytime in life, anything you're doing could be a distraction. A distraction simply means something that is off the track of what you're supposed to be focusing on at that moment. And that changes moment by moment. It depends on what are you supposed to be focused on. If you're supposed to be focused on working on writing your book right now, but instead you're looking at Facebook, Facebook is the distraction. If, on the other hand, you're supposed to be updating your Facebook business page, and instead you're looking at the Microsoft Word document of your newest book, then the book is a distraction. So anything could be a distraction anytime, depending on where your focus is supposed to be. And who decides where your focus is supposed to be? You do. How do you decide where your focus is supposed to be? Based on your priorities. Like, you see how all this stuff works together? All right, folks, I'm not pretending here. I know what I'm doing. All right, you are listening to a professional. So when you have clear priorities in place, then you know exactly what you're supposed to be focused on. And if you're not doing that, if you're not focused on the thing you're supposed to be focused on, you are by definition distracted. And when you're distracted, the longer you stay distracted, guess what starts to creep in and creep up in your life? Who's been paying attention here today? Entropy, more disorder, more chaos, because you are not focused. When you don't focus, entropy takes over. It is one or the other, folks. This is a binary. There is never an absence of one of these in every aspect of your life. You are either focused and following your priorities and your organization, or entropy is in taking the wheel and making things worse. One or the other, always. Focus is the force multiplier. So the longer you focus, the better you get, the more potent your output. This is why these points today go in sequential order. When you know what your priorities are, you can focus on one thing at a time. Then your force gets stronger. Your output is better. You produce better results for yourself. And when you have structure, you can be disciplined. And when you are disciplined, it allows you to focus. See, all of these things work together. Structure produces discipline. Discipline produces focus. Focus produces performance. And you get the outcomes that you want. The more focused you can be when things are going crazy in your life, and crazy is a relative term, so whatever's crazy to you, the more you can stay focused anyway, the more people will look to you as a leader and look to you for direction simply because they have not followed these steps. So look at this. A person who actually has some focus, a person who can stay under control when things are going crazy. Okay, let me get to this person because clearly I ain't got it. Now let's see what they got. It's been said about Michael Jordan. I talked about Michael in episode 1217, Virtual Mentors, Part 5, Michael Jordan. It was said about Michael Jordan that the crazier things got around him, the more focused he became. That his performance actually went up when things got crazy. Whereas most people, when things get crazy, their performance goes down. Why? Because the law of entropy takes over and it's stronger than their focus or lack thereof. And the reason why people's focus gets overwhelmed by circumstances, the only reason your focus gets overwhelmed by circumstances is because you are not organized and you have not prioritized. When you are clear on your priorities and you have things organized, there's nothing that can happen in your life that's going to throw your focus off. Circumstances cannot throw off focus of a structured, organized person. But it can throw out the focus, and it will throw out the focus of an unorganized, non-structured individual. And this is how many of you find yourself in peril, in states of chaos and disorder so often in your life because there's no structure. So it's so easy to throw you off. It's very easy to throw a person off who has no focus, because they have nothing to keep them from paying attention to anything you throw at them. This is why focus is a force multiplier. And the reason why so many people have such weak force, because they can't focus, because they have no structure. Now you see how all these pieces work together. So the more people look to you as a leader when you can be focused amidst the turmoil of events, simply because very few people have this in place. So you will stand out just by the law of contrast. Robert Greene discusses this in his book, The 33 Strategies of War, which is one of my favorite books. He says, amidst the turmoil of events, do not lose your presence of mind. So what I'm referring to is what Robert Greene calls the presence of mind, is maintaining your focus in the moment and focusing on the task at hand, even though there's a whole bunch of crazy things going on around you that could be distractions, but they're not distractions for you because you are focused. So you and I could both be in the same place, in the same physical space, and you could be distracted by all the stuff going on around us, and I could be completely oblivious to it. I'm focused and you're not, even though the same things are happening. So things are not distractions, folks. Your phone is not a distraction. Right now, as I'm recording this, if you're watching this on video, and if you're not watching, I'll tell you what you're not seeing. I'm looking straight at the camera lens right now. So if you're watching this on video, you see me looking right at you through the camera lens. My phone is sitting right here to my right-hand side. I can reach it with my right hand. It's right there. The phone is not a distraction to me right now. Why? Because I'm focused on what I'm doing, which is talking directly to you. Now, if I stop looking at you and I pick up my phone, now I'm picking up my phone, I'm opening it and I'm looking, and I see I got four notifications over here. I got a phone notification over on, I just opened up the X app. I got four notifications on X, open up Gmail, and I have 8 unread emails. Now the phone is distracting me from in the recording, because I still am recording, but I'm looking at the phone and looking at what it's saying. Now I put it down. Now I'm back focusing on you. But see, you don't want to keep doing this task switching because it takes time to ramp your focus back. Everybody follow where I'm going here. So you will become the leader simply because you're focused when everybody else is not. Other people are unorganized. Most people are unorganized. Most people have no priorities in their lives, just as a general rule. And they don't know where to begin, even if they were to start. So by the law of contrast, you can be a leader just by being a person who can focus when everybody else cannot. So this episode right here is a great primer for you to get focused and be a person who can lead others when they can't lead themselves simply because they don't have the pieces in place to do so. So that said, let's recap today's class, which is how to remain calm when things are going crazy around you. And again, distractions happen to everybody in life. So how do you prepare yourself for this? Because this is going to happen. You just need to have the tools to do something about it. Number one, prioritize and organize. All right. Things tend to get crazy and chaotic in our lives when we fail to do these two things. Priority just means knowing what is most important. Second, third, fourth, fifth, so on. Organization is just putting everything in its proper place. And things need to have a place to put them in their place. And number two, one step at a time. Once you have things prioritized and organized, don't try to do everything at one step at a time, one bite at a time, one task at a time, and you'll eventually get everything done. When done with focus and urgency, you'll get things done a lot faster than if you try to do them all at once. And number three, focus. One task on the task at hand, rather, on what you can control, remembering that focus is a force multiplier. So the longer you can maintain focus on anything, the better you'll get at that thing relative to your skill set, simply because your focus gets stronger the longer you can maintain it. Challenge for many people, especially in the world we live in today. Because of these little devices that we have in our pockets and in our hands all the time, we are easily distracted. And a distraction is anything that is taking you off of the thing that you, according to you, is supposed to be focused on. How often are you getting your focus broken on a daily basis? If you can reduce that number, I guarantee your performance will go up, regardless of your skill set. All that said, text me, so you're in my text community. My number is 305-384-6894 and Work On Your Game University. You would like to work with me directly. You want to work with me directly to have me as your coach so we can start getting these things in order in your life so we can prioritize what's important, organize everything that needs to be done, and get you focused on the task at hand so you can actually start producing the most high leverage results in your life, the highest ROI areas of your life. We focus on those, get you results there so that it knocks down all the other dominoes and all the other problems in your life. So you feel like you got 17 problems right now. You really don't. You actually only got two or three. We're going to address the two or three, the priorities, and they will knock all the other problems down by themselves once we get focused. The challenge is you're not focused because you haven't figured out the structure yet. Don't worry. You don't have to figure out the structure. I've already figured out the structure. Come work with me. I will help you understand it. We will apply it in your life and in your business and get you the results that you want because we are in a results-based business. That sounds like what you're looking for, and I know that it is. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions, you can share challenges with me, you are messaging me directly, you can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Are you ready to take your health and well-being to the next level? Or if you're already at the next level, you want to make sure you stay there? Introducing AG1, the ultimate all-in-one supplement that will revolutionize your daily routine. AG1 is meticulously crafted to provide your body with a comprehensive blend of 75 essential nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. What does all that mean? Let me make it simple. Means you're getting the perfect solution for those of you who are committed to optimizing your health and fueling your body with the very best. I take this stuff myself. Besides water and my protein shake, I don't put anything else in my body. Whether you're a professional athlete or someone who values meticulous attention to detail when it comes to what you put in your body, AG1 is designed with people like us in mind. But the benefits don't stop there. When you choose AG1, you're going to receive a free 1-year supply of vitamin D, a vital nutrient that supports a strong immune system and promotes healthy bones. On top of that, we're including 5 free AG1 travel packs so you can stay on top of your game wherever life takes you. If a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Your body deserves the highest quality nutrition, and AG1 is here to deliver. That's why I partner with them. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame.